A new study is raising health concerns about diet soda. Here's Dr. John LaPook.
About one out of every five Americans consume diet drinks. That's more than 3 billion gallons a year.
Yeah, I prefer diet because I just think it tastes better.
The researchers analyzed 10 years of data where people gave detailed information about their eating and drinking habits. Over that decade, 5% developed dementia. Drinking at least one artificially sweetened beverage a day more than doubled the risk of dementia. But researchers found that other causes, such as hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or high cholesterol, might be to blame. Matthew Pazze is an investigator with the Framingham Heart Study and was the lead author on today's report.
This can be confusing to people. Can you help make this more clear to people?
Sure. It might be that those who consume diet sodas may have an increased risk of getting diabetes or becoming overweight, and this might be associated with an increased risk of dementia.
What are you telling your friends who are asking you for advice?
Well, since diet soda and regular soda have no real nutritional benefits, I suggest that people avoid them and drink water instead.
That's your water cooler advice?
It's my water cooler advice.
This kind of study cannot prove cause and effect. People who start drinking diet soda may already be at increased risk for dementia, for example, Scott, because they're overweight or have diabetes.
John, thanks very much. Coming up, we